Good morning, and it's time now for round two of Community Connection here today. And we have our friends in here from Rider State University. Angie Thompson is with us, but also Jesse Hawkins is here with Armstrong Bank. And how are we doing today, ladies?
We're doing good.
Doing good.
You got your... your own graphics here.
My visual aids, yeah, that's right. For all those friends on Facebook Live who are joining us, this is something we'll be showing periodically.
And we've got the big breakfast coming up on Friday, March 27th. So, Angie, kick us off. Tell us what's going on with that.
Well, this is the one event that we hold every year where we raise funds just for local students who are completing degrees at RSU and RSU Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. So this year our goal is $25,000, and it's one of those events that's the funds are raised primarily by sponsorships, but we also take donations from individuals, and all of the funds that are raised benefit local degree-seeking students.
Now, we've got a lot of local degree-seeking students, and it seems like that number just grows and grows and grows.
Every year. You know, I saw a stat recently, Tom, this is kind of cool, that since RSU came to Bartlesville, now get this, nearly 10,000 students have been impacted by our local presence. How cool is that?
That is way cool. And one of the people you have here with you here, Jesse, is one of those people that did quite well. In fact, you earned a scholarship, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I got one of the Phillips 66 scholarships. I think it was a year before I graduated. Mm-hmm. It really helped me be able to purchase my books and not have any worries at all about making sure I have all my supplies.
You know, when you're seeking that degree, anything that kind of gets in the way of the stress factors is something that takes you away from that goal. And that goal, of course, is to complete your studies and to get that degree. And, you know, with that worry off your back, that had to be nice.
Yes. Yes, it was. I hadn't received anything like that before in my early years in college. And so just to be able to get that towards the end of it and have that comfort of graduating and getting to be where I am now.
Well, there you go. And, of course, with this breakfast that we're having with the auction and everything, you know, this gives other students the chance to get through much like Jesse did.
You know, and Jesse hit on an interesting point. You know, a lot of our students are parents. Many of them are working full-time.
Oh, yeah.
83% of our students work full-time. 52% of them have dependents. So think of someone like Jessie and her husband who have small children, and she's wanting to complete a degree. You know, you have to choose. Am I going to put my tuition on my credit card? Am I going to pay for my books on my credit card? How am I going to do all this? And, you know, the whole goal in raising funds for scholarships is to help students keep college debt low. Well, and many of them can graduate without owing anything, and some of them with low college debt.
That's great, and that helped you out immensely, I mean.
Yes, it did. It did.
Now, we also have a lot of folks who are going to be out here along with the RSU alumni. Can you tell us some of the folks who are going to be on hand at the breakfast?
Well, listen, Lori Fulbright is going to be making a talk, and she's got a great talk about higher education. She's people in Bartlesville love Lori.
Oh, yeah,
she's
here every time on News on 6.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh, and she comes to Bartlesville often to make presentations to women on self-defense and being aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. She does a great talk there, but she's also doing a great talk about higher education. Jessica Woods, who is also one of our alums and a past scholarship recipient, is going to come back and share an update. She's been employed at ConocoPhillips for 7 years and has had a wonderful career there. She's going to share how scholarships impacted her life. But yeah, it's going to be a great event. Hunter the Hillcat will be there. You don't want to miss Hunter.
And your place of business now has a scholarship going on too, right?
Yes. We actually donated a scholarship this year. It was very helpful to her and her degree, and we're happy to be able to help with that.
You know, Armstrong Bank, I don't know that everybody knows this about Armstrong Bank, but they are real advocates for education. You know, I remember calling Michael Dennis, the market president, one day, and I got put on hold, and their on-hold message was about how Armstrong Bank supports local education. Wow. So it was a good fit.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've got an auction that's coming up with this. So to come in and have breakfast and learn about RSU, what's the cost here at the Hilton Garden Inn at 8 o'clock?
No cost to attend. And this is our first year to do a silent, we call it a mini auction, mm-hmm. because, you know, it's a real abbreviated time frame that we have for the breakfast. So folks can show up at 7:45 and, you know, we've got the items on our website. They can preview our website and I'll hold this my little sign up.
So oh, yeah, we got to do see that. There you go.
Yeah.
That's
if
the
you,
website.
You can preview the items on our website, learn more about the event at www.rsu.edu/BSB. But we brought some baskets with us today just so those folks who are on Facebook Live can see it. But there's no cost to attend. Just register. We do ask that folks register so that we can plan food and seating. But one of the basket items is season tickets for a basketball game of your choice.
Mm-hmm.
We've got men's and women's basketball. And I didn't bring that basket with me, but it's also chocked full of swag that you can't get anywhere but the auction, okay? It's a really nice Nike polo shirt with our logo, a couple of those phone holders, a really nice insulated mug, a couple of other smallish type of t-shirts. And then for those of you who are really into fun stuff, we've got an RSU bear basket. This is really a cool little stuffed animal bear, a ceramic mug, a water jug, an umbrella, another t-shirt. But yeah,
I
love that shirt. Wow. That's a cool shirt.
And you know something? Jesse brought another great big multi-bushel basket full of goodies here too. Look at this. Holy cow, back
Let's
up the truck.
See. If I can see. Even pick this up here.
Look at all that. Boy, what do you have going on there?
Yes, this is donated from Armstrong Bank. It's kind of like a little grilling kit. You got a nice bucket here.
For ice and things, you know, for, you know, iced tea and things.
Yes.
Beverages.
Yes. We have a gift card to Price's Meat Market.
Oh,
some barbecue.
What's a barbecue without that? Yeah.
Yes. Barbecue sauce and some seasoning from one of our local small businesses, mm-hmm. Red Dirt Rubs. Mm-hmm. And we've got some utensils here,
some
platter, and just lots of goodies there for you.
Oh, wow.
Everything.
Even a big old serving plate there in the back, huh?
Yes.
Everything.
Wow. That is an attractive gift set there. And if something could go good at my house, looks like I have to go now.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, we've got your seat, Tom, so you,
do.
You show up.
And it's Friday, March 27th.
March 27th.
At the Hilton Garden Inn from 8 to 9. How are you going to do all this in 1 hour?
Hey.
Eat, bid, go home, and back up the truck with all the goodies you bought.
We get it done.
Listen, Jesse is one of our 11 alumni planning team, and we have got it worked down to a science. Everything's timed, and people will be able to get in, have a good time, and walk across the street to work. So, yes.
Well, hot dog, I like that. That's efficiency.
Yeah.
Boy. And, of course, you can't beat the education that you're going to get at Rogers State University. If your child is a sophomore, junior, maybe even a senior in college and hasn't made that decision yet as to where to go, maybe you might want to check out all of the course offerings and degree offerings that we have right here in your hometown, mm-hmm. right here in Washington County, right
exactly.
downtown
yeah.
here in Bartlesville, because not only is it close to home and all the comforts of home too, it's a top-notch education, and you can schedule classes around your life pretty much.
Yes, yeah, and, you know, it appeals to traditional and non-traditional students. Mm-hmm. You know, non-traditional mm-hmm. students might be those who are working full-time and just want to pursue a degree part-time or do both.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we do have some traditional students who are driving to Claremore every day. My son was one mm-hmm. of those. He drove to Claremore 3 days a week for several years mm-hmm. and completed his degree.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's a great opportunity, Tom, and you're right. It's right here. It's close to home, and they really do put students first.
Indeed. One thing kind of cool, I know that this is working out with the library. We've got our own little Rogers State University bookstore coming to the library near you.
Yeah, I read that story. I heard about that. Yeah, that is really a neat adventure. You
Short
know?
Walk.
It is, yeah. You know, and it's a great way to partner with community, this community, and other resources. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're partnering with Armstrong Bank. You know, Jesse is an AVP, personal banker at Armstrong in the Dewey branch, mm-hmm. and making these relationships work with the community. RSU is embracing the community, and Armstrong Bank is just one of those relationships.
You look like you're ready to just beam and burst because you're kind of proud of this. You're an alumni here, and you're helping out.
Yes, that's right. I've been at Armstrong Bank 8 years now, and if it wasn't for my degree, then I wouldn't be in the loan officer position I'm in today. Mm-hmm. And so I'm thankful for that. I am.
Well, very good. And if folks want to know a little bit more about the school, I think there might be a little web address that we can flash up there on the screen. See, we're high tech here.
Yes.
Yes. www.rsu.edu. And you can do the /Bartlesville to learn about the courses available mm-hmm. in Bartlesville, or /BSB to register for our event.
Well, this is really going to be cool. So we have Lori Fulbright from News on 6 is going to be one of the speakers. We also have other alumni coming. We have Jessica Woods will be one of the guest speakers, too. And we do want to remind people that this is local, local, local.
Yes.
I mean, it's all about location, location, location. So it's Bartlesville in the general area yes. here, where we're raising the scholarship funds for local degree-seeking RSU students. And, you know, you just can't put a value on that because it's priceless.
You know, and Jessie's a good example of
yes,
this.
Yes, she is.
You know, from Copan.
Yes.
Still living in Copan. But listen, we've got students who grew up in Juan, mm-hmm. who completed their degrees at RSU, and now they have great jobs at Phillips 66. Mm-hmm. Dewey students, we have a big pool of Dewey students, Oshaleta, Ramona, Pawhuska. You know, Jessie came from Barnstall. Mm-hmm. She was valedictorian of her Barnstall High School.
Whoa.
So, yeah, the rural communities around Bartlesville, RSU has a great appeal in Northeast Oklahoma. And I don't know if too many people know this, but RSU is the only, get this, the only public university in the Tulsa metro area.
Very good. Wow. That's pretty darn good indeed. And, of course, with a lot of the programs, they're starting to get a lot of notoriety here nationally. And I kind of brought this up the last time you were here, that, you know, because one of my daughters is a nurse, and mm-hmm. she says, you know, that little Rogers State University over there you got going on between Bartlesville and Claremore. She says, boy, you tell those folks you came from there, they'll put you at the front of the line. I said, really? She said, oh, yeah. So
yeah, nursing.
She's seeing that.
Nurses who are trained at Rogers State are premier nurses.
Oh, indeed. So, you know, it opens up a lot of doors. Some people will say, well, the name on the diploma, you know, what's that do for you? Well, you just said it opens a lot of
it
doors.
It does.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know, so this is a name that's synonymous with quality education, and it's local. It's right here in our own backyard. Let's take care of it, folks. Let's see everybody who can make it out there. Have a good time at the Hilton Garden Inn on Friday, March 27th, from 8 to 9 a.m., and, of course, the speakers and everything. You know, it didn't cost anything to walk in.
That's right.
And we've got the silent auction going on, so you might come home with a treasure.
You will. You'll be inspired, and, yeah, it'll be a great day. Let me just read off a few of the baskets that will be auctioned off. Osage Casino is providing an overnight stay at one of their hotels, a hotel of choice. The Price Tower is also offering an overnight stay. Ashton Coleman, get this, a local photographer. She is offering a one-hour photo shoot for lifestyle photography session, and she's offering a large canvas print.
Wow, so, that's amazing.
That's a $250 value. And Woola Rock, they provided a basket with a canvas bag. Moxie's is providing a basket. And Gary Gibson, one of our old friends, Gary Gibson mm-hmm. is donating one of his posters.
All right, wonderful. Well, ladies, thanks for being with us here today. And again, mark the date, March 27th, Hilton Garden Inn with RSU. It's the big to-do. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
All right, we've got more coming up right here on KY.